All right, well, the sun is shining outside the window. We're in for a lovely bank holiday weekend. Summer is officially here. And, of course, for us who are grown up, it's a time that we know you have to be careful out in the sun. But it's a bit of a trick getting the youngsters to remember this and getting them to develop some sun-safe habits. I'm joined on the line again by Jane Bennington from Melanoma Focus. Hi, Jane.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi, nice to speak to you again. And, of course, it is Melanoma Awareness Month in May, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. Thank you very much for inviting us back on. We thought this time round it would be really good to talk about how we go about developing sun-safe habits with youngsters. It's quite a shock to learn that the second most common cancer is melanoma in the 15 to 34 age group.
So oh, goodness.
That's, you know, quite astounding, and I don't think many people realise that. And, you know, when you're young, you don't realise the impact of burning in the sun. So. Just 5 serious sunburns increases the risk of skin cancer by 80%, which is just enormous, isn't it? So it really means to say that the most, you know, the most we can do to, or the things that we can do to prevent skin cancer and the number of cases in of melanoma is absolutely key, and prevention is where it's all at.
Indeed, and if you cast your mind back a week, 10 days ago, we met Shelley Campbell-Birch. Hi, Shelley, you joined us on the line.
Hi Neil, thanks for having me.
That's okay. Now you have suffered, or you are still suffering, aren't you, from melanoma? You're in, sort of working through it at the moment. Remind us of your story.
Yes. So I was diagnosed last May with stage 1 melanoma. I feel extremely lucky and thankful to be where I am today in my position. I won't go into my personal journey today, but I did obviously want to raise awareness with regards to the 100 miles in May. But actually, I'm a teacher, so I'm extremely passionate to try and put forward education to try and prevent and raise awareness of such an important issue of looking after your skin, really.
Okay, yes, because as a teacher, you're now very aware of the steps that the youngsters should be taking, and actually, you're in a good position of influence, aren't you? So what have you done?
So, using my personal experience of melanoma, I was quite alarmed that I didn't really feel fully educated with regard to skin cancer, if I'm completely honest with you. So I had a really strong need to want to try and put something into action, trying to inform and educate young people to look after their skin. So 2 years ago, I set up my sixth form student extracurricular group called the Art of Wellbeing Team. And we do campaigns across our school, whole school, but also local community with regards to mental health and any wellbeing that the children want to try and put forward and promote. So I just want to mention here, the students are absolutely fantastic. Their commitment, their passion, you know, I couldn't be prouder of them. They've done so, so much acts of kindness over this time. But I felt that I didn't really have control of the physical elements in my body that were going on, but I did try to, you know, want to have some control with the mental health side of things. So we set up a sun safety campaign last year. And, you know, the key thing about it was that research was showing that having knowledge of sun safety doesn't necessarily lead to the adoptive, you know, protective practices. So we wanted to try and make sure that that was put across to the students.
And it is sort of day-to-day student life, isn't it? You know, they spend a lot of time in classrooms, but they also spend a lot of time out in the playgrounds, on the fields and things like that. And, of course, things like sports day, I guess, is that I seem to remember my sports days. You were out from early in the morning till late in the afternoon, and most of it with very little shade.
Absolutely. It was due to be one of our highest UV index forecasts last year for sports day. And that was quite concerning because we got year 7 all the way through to sixth form. So it was for that reason, really, we wanted to try and make sure we had some safety in the sports day event so students were aware and actually overcoming the barriers of why young people might not be putting some protection into practice. I was quite alarmed, you know, the teenage cancer risk of 61% of 13 to 24 year olds actually avoided sun cream because they think that that's how you get a better tan.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I know. So actually, we thought that we need to try and motivate the students. So what we did was we ran assemblies the week before to give them the basic information. And then we led a staff briefing session, because actually, I think it's about getting all of the staff on board. So I was quite uncomfortable standing up there initially, because obviously I didn't share my personal journey. But I think it's really important collaboratively, the staff acted as positive role models. So they had all their sun cream on and hats on, which was absolutely brilliant to have everybody on board.
Okay, so I mean, when you decided to do this, as you say, it's great that you get the staff on board, but what about resources? How did you manage to get resources?
So I researched about different charities, and I came across the Charity of Skiing, which actually I'm extremely grateful. They sent us leaflets and signage, and it was really, you know, the backbone to our campaign. So it's one of the reasons why we want to give something back in terms of the fundraising at the moment with the event this month. But we used their leaflets to create our own student-friendly versions. Also, we set up gazebos on the school field. We had banners, balloons, bunting. We had an interactive stall, a sun safety competition, which is absolutely lovely. Students love that. We made display boards. We used a Shunburn resources. So, you know, it's really just to try and create a positive atmosphere within our, you know, our school, but also the local community, because we did it for our music festival. And one of the key things we've done now is we've built in lessons to our PSHE curriculum. You know, I'm pleased to hear cancer and cancer prevention is now included in our healthy lifestyles lessons, because I think, you know, many young people might think putting sun cream on isn't too cool. You know, the barriers to sun creams, people might have different reasons why they might not use them. But, you know, celebrities are, if you look at just footballers alone, you know, they have to be careful to wear sun cream. If they get sunburned, it's going to affect their performance on the pitch. And Hugh Jackman, you know, he's had skin cancer several times. So it's about making it open to students so they understand that actually everybody should be and aware of it, really. Just two final things for myself before I move on. Just a special mention to Southam College. We've got a brilliant head teacher, Mr. Samra, who allows us to just, you know, put forward ideas and go for it. And he really does care about the well-being of students, and we're so grateful for that. But, you know, it's not just skin cancer. You know, skin is the largest organ on our body. So whatever the staging, I think being diagnosed with any type of cancer is serious. It's going to have a huge impact on the individuals, friends, families around them. So I think at this time, it's just about making sure we're non-judgmentally, you know, putting messages out there, but obviously listening to each other. And with it being Mental Health Awareness Week, you know, it's absolutely paramount that we're all just looking out for each other at the moment. So
did you find that the students actually, once you raise the awareness, was it literally just that they didn't realize just how at risk they were? And you talk about mental health, do you find people are worrying about it now? Do they really I must make sure I've got my sun cream, must make sure I've got my hat type thing?
Yeah, I think it's an ongoing, I don't think just one sports day event is going to have sure. a huge impact, but I think it's ongoing drip feeding. So today, for example, it's absolutely lovely. I received a video this morning from my wellbeing team. They contacted and they put some little messages together that's going to go over our social media channels tomorrow. So it's just about giving them, you know, the leadership opportunities to do things for themselves, and then they're spreading the message. So I think it's everybody getting on board collaboratively. You know, even today that we're pairing up together, I think it has a much bigger impact than just one individual.
Okay, lovely. Well, thank you for that, Shelley. And you mentioned there the resources that you got from Skin. Marie Tudor from Skin joins us on the line as well. Hi, Marie.
Hello there.
So talk us through this SunSafe programme for schools that you've set up.
Well, Skin are very unique as a charity in terms of that we're solely dedicated to prevention and awareness of skin cancer. We don't get involved in patient care. We don't get involved in research. The reason for that, I think Jane mentioned earlier as well, that 86% of skin cancers are preventable. And as a small charity, we felt where we could make the biggest impact was really tackling this huge gap in education. 86% are preventable, but there's no education out there across the board from anybody, from public health to the NHS, providing and filling that gap. So this is where we felt we could make the biggest impact, starting at grassroots level, with children at primary school. What we're trying to do is evoke cultural change, starting with the youngsters and embedding those seeds of sun safety from a really, really young age. Children at primary school spend a significant amount of time out of school, outdoors, and that's when they're in an increased risk of overexposure to UV. You only need one blistering sunburn as a child to double your risk of getting skin cancer later in life. So it's really imperative that the youngsters are really aware. So when we look at the demographics of the people we've got to educate, let's start with the children and the youngsters and embed those seeds of sun safety. So that's why we developed our online e-learning platform, Sunsafe Schools.
And who's got access to that? Do schools have to contact you and get access to it, or is it generally available?
It's a website. It's an online e-learning platform where it's a solution that schools can go to. It's completely free. It's funded completely by the charity, www.sunsafeschools.co.uk. All the resources are free. But this is, for us, is not just about getting resources into school. It's part of an accreditation. It's a Sunsafe accreditation that schools work towards to become Sunsafe and earn their status. So they have to go through four steps. So they get a whole wealth of Sunsafe resources to use. But this is not just about a one-off assembly, a one-off lesson plan. It's a direct intervention to do Sunsafety every year in a school and revisit those teachings annually. So it's a direct intervention. We have now over 4,700 schools signed up. We've educated over 600,000 school children.
My goodness. So
hugely proud of that, and to be the only charity that's focusing on that as an accreditation is absolutely superb. And along with that, we're absolutely delighted. We've lobbied hard for 5 years, and with primary schools, it has now been made mandatory on the PHSE curriculum. As of September, it will become compulsory for all schools to do some safe teachings in schools, which for us has been music to our ears and something we've dreamt about and lobbied for and campaigned. And now we've got there, we're hugely delighted with that.
Well, and with global warming, it looks like we're going to be getting longer and warmer and hotter summers. This sounds like the summer of 76 every time I look out the window. And that seems a very long time ago. Jane, just before we wrap up then, can you just, it is summer, the start of summer, kind of officially now. We've got all these campaigns and awareness being raised at school and online, but what should parents and people, what should we look out for? What are the main steps we should take?
Yes, we'd like to give everybody some tips for staying safe in the sun, and leave you with this message. So please, please use UVA and UVB sunscreen, SPF 30 and above. Make sure that you put it on 30 minutes before you go outside and reapply it every couple of hours. Apply it thickly too, because if you don't have enough on, then that can halve the protection factor. And please don't forget your eyelids. They're really sensitive areas, and also any hard to reach areas, backs of the knees, tips of the ears and so on. If you wear a hat and clothing to cover up your exposed areas of skin, particularly in the heat of the day, that's always helpful. And protect your eyes with a good pair of sunglasses, UV protective sunglasses, and aim to stay in the shade between 11 and 3. And if you take these measures, then you're helping to save lives, because as we say, 86% of melanoma cases can be prevented. Just to say also that obviously our melanoma 100 miles in May and 100 miles in 1 month campaign is still going on. If any of your audience have been affected by melanoma or skin cancer and would like to help support Melanoma Focus and Skin over the forthcoming summer months, that would be amazing. Please don't hesitate to get in touch. Jane@melanomafocus.com.
Jane@melanomafocus.com. Well, there we go. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much indeed to Jane Pennington from Melanoma Focus, Shelley Campbell-Birch, and also to Marie Tudor from Skin. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today.